Hello, I'm Margaret Jo McCullen.
And I'm Lynn Burchard.
And you're listening to The Delicious Dish on National Public Radio. Now, listeners, don't adjust your radio set. You heard right. Terry Rialto has left to pursue her dream of opening a yogurt factory. We're real proud of her, and we're going to miss her. But we have a new co-host here on The Delicious Dish, and she's a real firecracker. Say hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Now, of course, those of you listening in Northeast Minnesota already know Lynn from her last show, Use Your Noodle. Such a groundbreaking show, Lynn. I loved it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, Wayzata Tribune called it the most innovative, publicly supported pasta-related radio cooking show since Get Ready, Get Set, Spaghetti.
Well, absolutely, ditto to that. We were really lucky to steal you away, Lynn.
Oh, well, I really felt like I'd taken pasta as far as it would go.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I got so burned out on dried figs in the late 80s that I've never gone back.
I'm so, so sorry.
It's okay. It's neat. It's fun. Yeah. It's good times.
Yeah.
Dried fruit. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, MJ, spring has sprung, and that means the return of the great American pastime, baseball.
And of course, no baseball season would be complete without the culinary traditions of the ballpark.
That's right, MJ. And joining us to talk about them is someone I understand is an old friend to the Delicious Dish, Mr. Pete Schwede.
Yeah. Hi, Pete.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Yes.
It's great to have you back.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Now, Pete, I hear that the only thing you love more than cooking is the great game of baseball.
Oh, yes. Sometimes when I'm in the stands, I get so fired up and out of control, I've been known to boo the opposing team.
Oh, I'd want to steer clear of that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Now, Pete, you've gained quite a reputation as the king of stadium haute cuisine.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm proud to say I've won great acclaim for my takes on popcorn, Cracker Jacks, and pretzel bread.
Mm.
But I think what I'm most known for is my wiener.
Your wiener. Wow. You don't say.
I sure do. Would you like to see it?
Absolutely.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Wow.
Is that some wiener or what?
Yeah, it's a doozy, Pete.
Now, is that a foot long? Or...
Oh, you flatter me.
I have to say, Pete, that's a very thick one, too.
And I'd say it's almost as thick as it is long.
Right. Well, kudos. Now, I can smell your wiener from here.
Well, that is thanks to the Schwede family recipe. There's just no mistaking that aroma of a Schwede wiener.
It really does glisten, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it's the wiener folks just can't seem to keep out of their mouths.
Well, then I bet it's a big hit with the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, indeed. There's nothing quite like the look on a child's face the first time he gets a hold of his own sweaty wiener.
Wow, Lynn, the switchboard's really lighting up. We'll take your calls in a moment, but first, I want to get my mouth around that wiener.
Be my guest. Both of you ladies, please have a go at it.
Not sure I can handle this much meat.
Well, you really don't have to put the whole thing in your mouth at once.
Maybe we could cut it in half.
I'd rather you didn't.
Wow, Pete. This peanut... little verbal diarrhea. This wiener's so plump and firm. The wieners I'm accustomed to are usually wrinkled and gray. Phones are really going crazy. Is it okay if we take a caller?
Be my guest.
Okay.
Delicious dish, you're on the air.
Do you have a question for Pete Schwenny?
Yeah. Tell me about your wiener, Pete.
Well, what would you like to know?
Do you touch it?
Well, sure, I'm very hands-on with the famous Shreddy Wiener.
Are you touching it now?
No, I'm not. The ladies are enjoying my wiener right now, actually. Any other questions?
No, I'm all done. Thanks.
Well, thanks for calling.
I just can't keep your wiener out of my mouth.
What's wrong?
I think Lynn's gagging on your wiener.
Bend her over.
Just relax. Just relax your throat, Lynn. Just relax.
Just let it slide out.
Just relax. Wow. You all right?
Boy, that was scary for a minute, but if I had to gag on a wiener, I'm glad it was yours, Pete.
Well, I'm glad my sweaty wiener didn't disappoint you.
Well, that's all the time we have here on The Delicious Dish. Join us next week when our guest will be Freddie S. and his donut holes.